Psalm 24, Preface. Those ascend the hill of the Lord, and stand in his holy place, who arise from sin, and, entering the Christian church, become living members of Christ's spiritual body, which is the Lord's holy temple. These, the true Christians, David describes in this manner. They have clean hands, which are not yielded to the service of sin, have no part in the works of darkness, are not soiled with unjust gain, or stained with the oppression of the poor, but are often lifted up in prayer and are ready to do good. They have a pure heart, purified by faith, washed by the blood of Christ, and rendered without spot or wrinkle or any such thing in the sight of the Father. A heart from which the old leaven of malice and wickedness is daily purged out, to make room for the sweet bread of sincerity and truth. They do not lift up their souls unto vanity, to trust in earthly things, to make flesh their arm, or to adhere to the traditions of men. But their delight is in the wholesome words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and in the doctrine which is according to godliness. They do not swear deceitfully, to practice hypocrisy and to deceive others, but walk in sincerity and honesty. The Lord grant us to be and to remain living members of his church by faith in Christ Jesus, and to grant us grace to adorn our profession by a holy and unblameable life, as the 24th Psalm exhorts. Of Christ the King of Glory, a Psalm of David. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas, and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of Glory, Selah. Summary. This King of Glory is none other than Jesus Christ, who said unto Pilate, I am a king, and of whom Paul writes, they crucified the Lord of Glory. He proved himself mighty in battle, for as the stronger he came upon that strong man, Satan, and storming his palace, took from him his armor. And now in the chariot of the gospel, he rides over the face of the earth, even unto the remotest isles of the sea, as a victorious king. And this psalm charges all nations and cities and people, the old and the young, the great and the small, to open their gates unto this King of Glory. This world, with all its inhabitants, belongs to God by right of creation, and to this King of Glory by the right of purchase and conquest. O ye people, open the door of your hearts, that the King may come in and dwell and rule therein. Prayer. Come, dearest Jesus, holy child, make thee a bed soft, undefiled, within my heart, that it may be a quiet chamber kept for thee. Amen.